What if you got paid for the personal information you share with companies? In fact, why shouldn't you?
You have these giant companies producing these amazing digital services and entirely forgetting about all the people who contributed the value to make them possible.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Bloomberg recently reported that Facebook might be thinking about an ad-free subscription model. You would pay to opt out of sharing your online activity and personal information. But why should we pay Facebook not to take our information instead of the other way around? A new book suggests we're all working as unpaid data laborers. It's one of many big ideas about rethinking capitalism in a book called Radical Markets by Eric Posner and Glenn Weil. Glenn Weil is a principal researcher at Microsoft Research. I asked him what problem the idea of data labor helps solve.
Well, you know, everybody is worried about AIs coming to displace their jobs and to take away their employment opportunities. And yet, if you work at one of these tech companies like I do at Microsoft, you know that what makes machine learning systems that are supposed to replace your jobs in the future work is all of the data that individual people are supplying. You have these giant companies producing these amazing digital services and entirely forgetting about all the people who contributed the value to make them possible.
Yeah, you talk about how most people don't realize the extent to which their labor powers the digital economy and the huge disparity in what a tech company like Facebook pays to its workers compared to Walmart, which is paying for physical workers. You know, it's interesting that this book is coming out now in the kind of moment and zeitgeist we're in now.
I got very lucky.
You really did. I mean, are people on the precipice of realizing, like, wait a second, why am I giving this away for free?
I did an interview with one of your colleagues, and I said that I thought people would get cyber woke.
Yeah.
She liked that term. I do think people are starting to wake up to this. I think it's a slow process. I think it takes a lot of exposure. But there are many, many things going on in terms of the way that your data is being used to create things that will replace you or that will exploit you or that will do all sorts of things that are much more worrying than what Cambridge Analytica was doing.
Yeah, and you really seem to be arguing, too, that people getting paid for their data, people being paid data laborers, would itself then sort of contribute to greater equality. That, for example, young men who don't have jobs now because they play video games all day can actually be contributing their skill and expertise as data and getting paid for that too.
You know, and I think that's something people are going to increasingly become aware of even just through popular culture. You even take a movie like Ready Player One. I mean, in the book format of that, there's actually like a whole area where people are just working in the virtual world. Their labor is being sort of taken advantage of. And as young people come up who are so aware of the economies that exist within these digital worlds, I think the notion that they could get dignity and should be recognized for what they're doing, not just to bring greater economic equality, but to bring greater recognition of the value that people in our society are creating and a greater sense of self-worth. That's what I really look forward to, a world where, you know, those young people who are maybe playing these video games and feel alienated from society, maybe they become trolls or they do bullying online because they feel left out, will be respected and admired for the contributions that they make.
That's Glenn Weil, co-author of Radical Markets, Uprooting Capitalism and Democracy for a Just Society. The book is out today. I talked to Glenn about some of that book's other ideas about rethinking capitalism on the Make Me Smart podcast, including ideas like getting rid of private property and dumping one person, one vote. Check it out and subscribe. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.